and this isn't fair. Now, I'm not saying whether it's fair or not. As I recall, we still live in a capitalistic society.
Let me think through that. Let me think really.
There are several baseball contracts that have been handed out in the last decade that I went, good Lord, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
So if this is still the case, that these are for-profit entities, WNBA or NBA franchises, isn't the owner paying the player what they think they're worth? And if they're not, doesn't the player have the opportunity to say, no, thank you, I don't want to sign your contract?
Welcome to the Faith, Finances, and F-Bombs podcast, where we inspire you to manage your money, find your soul, and cover your ears. Join host Hartley Wright, a certified spiritual director, and Kevin Bartolacci, director of research and education at Sunvold Financial Investment Advisory Firm. Together, they hope to help you discover the benefits of enriching your life as they entertain one another, and hopefully you too.
We haven't heard that long intro in a while, and I no longer worry about the credibility on whether or not we have able to entertain other people, because I think in one way, shape, or form, they're entertained.
I think so.
Yeah, even if it's just them simply laughing at us, I think there's some entertainment. I would like to, among other things, anything else that we do, I want to update. I want to talk about the contest. I want to at least give a little update on our contest for the year and see how many people are eliminated. Maybe we'll just go ahead and do that.
All right.
Not that we'll talk about finances, but... and I don't have all of our contest entries, so you have a handful.
I have the ones from my class.
Yeah, which I think are seven.
Eight. Yeah.
So
extra credit points on the podcast, kids.
I believe it was our last episode. You stated we were at 22, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Our lowest guess from a listener was 17. So that listener is out. I guessed 18. We had another listener who guessed 21. So those are three people who I know are out. The highest one. 32 okay. Doesn't seem like a bad guess right now.
It does not. The highest one in my class was 66.
He prices righted it. That's what he did.
Yeah, I'm sure he felt really good through the end of March, but to update you, we're still at 22.
I thought we probably were.
We've been almost a month without a record high. You know, it could change by the time people hear this anyway. As of Monday, we're still 250 points below the record high on the S&P. It's going to take a little while to make that up. So the only message I want to continue to communicate to the listener, these do not move in a linear fashion. So if you thought, oh my God, 22 right. In the first quarter, it's going to be 88 for the year, it doesn't work that way.
Right. And you established that.
Yeah, and I just want to say it again, just for anybody that's listening. Yeah. Ebbs and flows. We're currently in an ebb.
Okay, so that's the contest update. We got that out of the way.
Yeah.
So it's good to have that update, and we will update you again when there is a major change.
All right, let's do that.
Hopefully it's a fun contest for everyone. How's life?
Life's good. As you know, I'm wrapping up this class. Looking forward to summer. Who would have thought? I'd be saying that as a 60-year-old. I can't wait for summer break. This week, next week, and finals week, and that's it. I'm done. But it won't just be a break. I won't be going back.
Oh, that's news. News for the listening world.
Oh, we haven't talked about that yet?
We haven't talked about it.
Oh, okay.
Kevin, unfortunately, was terminated, ladies and gentlemen. He said something that was inappropriate.
Yeah, I think they would have come and got me right away if it had been... inappropriate.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, you enjoyed it. Yeah. And perhaps you would continue if circumstances, maybe not.
We'll see.
It was something.
I won't say never again, but I will be more selective probably in saying yes to the next opportunity.
Right.
Because now that I realized how much time commitment there was, it's like, ugh.
I'm stealing this and I don't know who to credit this to when asked to do something. If it's not something that you want to do tomorrow, if you don't feel like doing it tomorrow, then say no today. Even if it's months in advance. Well, that would probably be a place in which you would just say.
That's a good phrase.
That you could apply that. So I have not exercised that, but I think I might. Because of the nature of my personality and how I'm wired, I would probably have to have a greater window. If I don't want to do it this week, if I don't feel like doing it this week, I'm just going to say no.
Gotcha. I think I can answer with a clear conscience that if I had used that questioning last July, August, when I was asked about this, I think I'd have said yes. And I don't have any regrets for how I did it, what I did. It was fun. And now I've experienced it.
Right.
All right. So how are you?
Thank you for asking. As people are listening to this podcast, my wife and daughter are either out of the country or they are still home, but they are supposed to be out of the country. They are scheduled to go to France, but two strikes are being threatened.
No way.
One is by Air France. The air traffic controllers in Paris, if the air traffic controllers strike, I don't know how that will affect them. And when, of course, now at the time the listener is listening, it's all past tense. They were supposed to announce today if the air traffic controllers were going to strike. So as of this moment, I'm in a weird anticipatory state.
It's called a holding pattern.
I am. Yeah. You know, so that's kind of happening emotionally. Me personally, I'm doing quite well.
Good.
You realize that neither one of us covered emotions. You asked how I'm doing. I didn't state how I was feeling.
I am feeling excited. I love summer, spring and summer, even fall. I just hate winter. I got pretty busy summer already planned. In addition to that, Giovanni's nuptials in the fall. So yeah, I'm really excited about the rest of 24. I feel good physically, probably the best I've felt in I don't know how long. Yeah, I'm just loving life.
That's great.
I feel great. I'm excited, energized.
I look forward to summer too. I have a lot of things to prepare for, especially for our guests that we will entertain in our rental that we have for vacationing guests.
Right. So summer for you isn't the playtime that I look at when I think about summer. You actually get busier because of your responsibilities.
Yeah. And there is some play. It's just not entirely play.
Yeah.
Because other people are coming to play.
Sure, that's right.
And I'm providing
You're taking
that.
Care of the people
yeah,
playing.
I'm taking care of the people that are playing.
Hey, speaking of play, I have been aware of some of the discussion about Caitlin Clark. I know who she is. I know we've talked about this. I don't watch basketball, but I know who she is. I know she was drafted number one in the WNBA draft.
Do you know she can't sing very well?
I did not know that.
Yeah, she was on a State Farm commercial during the...
Oh, God. How does she get number one if she can't sing?
I don't know.
So there was some, I don't know if controversy is the right word. There was some discussion about her starting salary in the WNBA, and I read an article the other day comparing it to the number one pick in the men's NBA. And they said in the article that she is getting paid 137% less than this whoever the number one pick was. I don't know who he is. Well, I did the math, and I immediately, of course, I'm a numbers guy, and I said, there's no way that's 137%. So she's getting like $76,000 or $78,000 a year, and this guy's getting $10 million. And I told Courtney, that's more like 1,370%. That's how bad, should we call it, journalism is today? They can't even look at those two numbers and go, oh, 137% isn't right.
I'm sure, was this in a national publication?
Yeah, it was on a website I'm on. I think it was either CNN or MarketWatch.
Yeah, so if it was on either one of those, there's more than one person looking at that.
Sure.
That's the first thing I saw when I read it. Before it gets approved, before it gets internet rating, before it gets publishable.
I'm like, how in the world
do you
think?
So there's several people who look at it. So I would say it is it's a flaw in the journalism that someone didn't catch that.
Yeah, how can you not?
Miscalculation.
And this is just
of
one of my complaints about education these days. So back to the Caitlin Clark. So now there's this discussion about whether or not that's fair or not. I've been seeing this in some articles and some interviews. I think I've mentioned this before. Courtney watches CBS Morning Show, and they will do personal interest pieces.
Of course.
So they were talking about this and how it's unfair, and they had a lady on, a female author, and she was discussing it. I think she captured it. And this lady said, I thought she nailed it, any of you out there that are complaining about it, have you ever been to a WNBA game?
Right, that's a good
one. Have you ever bought their merchandise?
Right.
And I was like, okay, now she's getting to the point. It's about revenue. In other words, when the WNBA came out, my recollection was that the NBA was helping fund it. So now we have this national debate about sexism or unfair labor practices because the number one pick in the WNBA is getting 78 grand. The number one pick in the NBA is getting 10 million. And this isn't fair. Now, I'm not saying whether it's fair or not. As I recall, we still live in a capitalistic society.
Let me think through that. Let me think really.
You can take a week to think about it.
Yeah, okay.
There are several baseball contracts that have been handed out in the last decade that I went, good Lord, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
But I can't tell Steve Cohen or John Middleton how they can spend their money. So if this is still the case that these are for-profit entities, WNBA or NBA franchises, isn't the owner paying the player what they think they're worth? And if they're not, doesn't the player have the opportunity to say, no, thank you, I don't want to sign your contract? Because one of the things I've heard is a lot of professional women have had to go overseas to make money to play basketball.
That is true.
So here's where I'm confused. If the revenue isn't there to support higher salaries, who is to blame? So for anybody that's feeling sorry for Caitlin Clark, I want to say this. This morning, I read she signed a $28 million endorsement contract with Nike. 8 years. So even if you average it out, you're talking about $3.5 million a year. So while she's not getting paid $10 million like the NBA first round pick, she's going to be okay. She's not going to have to go back to school and get her degree to make a living. That's my point. There's more to it than just the salary. Ask Shohei Ohtani or Tiger Woods or anybody else that's had major endorsement deals.
And that would be the case all throughout sports.
Sure.
It is about revenue.
So I can't say to you it's fair or it's not fair that she makes this and he makes that. I'm not engaged in that arena anymore. But I am saying if it's still a capitalistic society and that owner says, you're worth 78, and she says, okay, then I don't know what we're complaining about. What am I missing? And listener, feel free to communicate into us. And I am not denying that there is imbalance in the way females are paid versus males are paid.
Well, yeah, so equality has never happened. Equality is not happening.
No, we're making no progress.
And a lot of people, there's a lot of men who are making these statements that champion in different arenas, different types of business and industry where they're championing, saying we're narrowing this edge, we're making it more equal. And the reality is they're not. And it's
agreed, 100%.
It's pisses me off. It's made me angry for decades. And we're never going to reach that. But in sports, it's going to be totally askew. Sports players would not agree with this, but from our standpoint, they're getting way overpaid.
100% agree.
Yeah, in general. So we come outside of the sports arena and we say, what's the reality?
Couldn't we say the same about entertainment?
Of every marketplace. To say the disparities in professional sports, there's no way. How are you going to have a bar to measure that by? Because,
oh, no.
Because the salaries are just so drastically. There's more of an expectation, like, someone who's a mediocre player should still be paid an outrageous amount of money because that's what the standard is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know in baseball. Is there a league minimum in baseball?
There is.
Okay, I'm sure there is in every sport.
It's roughly $785,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever Matt Carpenter's getting paid by the Cardinals is the league minimum. Okay. One thing I found out from John Sunbold, in his playing days, the contract you would read about in the news, at least in the NBA and the NFL, those aren't guaranteed.
Right.
Baseball contracts are guaranteed. Guy blows out his arm. Let's just take Spencer Strider. He's out for the year. Full contract. Guaranteed money. He's not going to pitch another inning all year. They're the only sport I know of that all the money is guaranteed.
That's the only sport that I'm aware of. Not a bad gig.
It's not a bad gig.
Not a bad gig at all. We spent some multiple episodes talking about prayer, and I just want to reemphasize for the sake of the listener. So rather than have a very large faith segment today, I'll just briefly share a couple of stories that kind of helps emphasize what I think is important about prayer. And one of them is most people probably have heard of the play Our Town. Jed Harris, who was a producer of Our Town and other plays, became convinced he was losing his hearing. And so he went to a specialist, and the specialist gives him a thorough checkup. And the doctor pulls out a gold watch and asks, can you hear this ticking? Harris said, yeah, of course I can. And so he went to the door and held it up and said, can you hear it? He listened really closely and said, yeah, I can still hear that. Then he went into the next room and said, can you hear it now? Harris said, yeah, I can hear it. So the specialist said, Mr. Harris, there's absolutely nothing wrong with your hearing. You just don't listen. There's also a king who had a son who gave him a yearly allowance, paying him the entire sum on a fixed date every year. It soon happened that the day on which the allowance was due was the only day of the year that the king ever saw his son. The king changed his plan and gave his son day by day all that was sufficient for the day. And so then the son visited his father every single morning. I just think about those two stories, thinking about two things that are very important about prayer. I know I've talked about how difficult it is, but I don't think I've ever stated in a way to say that prayer is not something that is natural for us to do. It's not a natural human thing, but it is a supernatural way in which we get nourishment. There's that unbroken love, companionship, wisdom, and giving in the same way that we physically take in food and water. I don't know that I ever emphasize enough that part of prayer is just listening. Well, there is a moment in which you come into prayer, but if someone were to create space for God, which is the number one encouragement that we try to get across. Long-term listeners are like, yeah, we get it. We get it. We've heard it enough. Well, there's a point, you know, reiteration is good.
Right.
If you're creating space for God and taking time out, and I mean, you're literally carving out and saying, I'm going to give at least, maybe you've been able to build up to a certain number of minutes because it's very difficult. We always suggest starting with like two, you know, sometimes one and then growing from there. Mm-hmm. But let's say if you've built up and said, okay, I'm going to spend 10 minutes of creating space for God where I can hear from him. Well, that involves listening from him and praying with him, but it's a two-sided thing. And listening is an emphasis. So if there are listeners out there who have grown up in the Christian faith and you grew up in a faith that taught about a devotional life, and there was a very popular spiritual term called a quiet time, which is another way of saying devotion, and that's time that is carved out, you might hear some gentlemen say, well, I have my appointment with God every day.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing, same kind of principle. But in the time that is carved out, it's important to listen, but we also need to think about that story about the king, that how important it is to get that relationship, establish that in a way that it's a daily thing, to come back to him daily. That's something to think about with prayer, because if you're not a person who prays and you want to establish that, or even if you don't want to establish it, we all do pray at one point or another. Even if you're about to have a collision in a car, you reach up and grab the oh shit handle. You know, right. When you are saying that, you're praying in that moment. It has to do with save me or whatever.
Right.
All right. That's a silly illustration of what actually does happen. We all have moments where we just don't think about we're praying. But if you can be more conscious of it, just think about, do I want my one lump sum? But it's better to have that daily contact.
Let's talk about listener feedback.
All right.
You and I both got text from one of our devoted listeners.
Yes.
In response to a podcast, I don't remember which number it was. We talked about bias within the media. It's give the customer what they want so they keep tuning in.
It's everywhere.
Either
it's
side.
With everything.
Either side. I'm not picking on Fox. That just happened to be the clip I caught.
Right. NPR should be everyone's first source because
they're typically right in the neutral spot.
Yes, they will have times where
if you talk to a Fox listener,
they give a nod, but it's just a little nod. It's not.
He was sending us a Fox News clip about NPR not being impartial. We appreciate that, by the way. And I watched the video, but I can say to you, you're kind of making my point for me that media conglomerates give the listeners what they want. I do not have that podcast memorized in my brain, but I know one of the things we talked about was that from my perspective, what I've read from some data researchers, these are for-profit entities. Once again, we're back to following the money. And they are giving their listeners what they want to hear. What would a Fox listener want to hear about NPR?
Well, that they're extremely liberal.
Yeah. Now, I don't listen to or read NPR, so I can't say from a personal perspective whether or not they are neutral, liberal, or conservative. If I can get an ex-NPR guy on my show, and I'm a Fox, and he can say to my audience, yeah, they are not neutral, they are liberal, and I used to work there, well, then by God, my audience is going to want that, and I'm going to have him on there. And I can't remember if we came down at all on whether or not they are legitimately completely neutral. Probably not, since they're human beings. But thanks for the feedback. I want you to know I watched it, I listened to it, and I processed it, and that's still coming out for me. They're giving the listener what they want. I did have another incident. Well, actually, we had two this week. Masood texted us about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
If you haven't heard, Foreigners In. Masood suggested that it was because of our podcast that they made it, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Masood. We have no idea what kind of power we have, but thanks. And the other thing that happened to me yesterday, someone came up to me in a public space and said, hey, Kevin, how's your knee? And I'm like, what? Because I haven't seen her for a couple of years. She heard about my knee surgery on the podcast. So I know we joke all the time about we have four listeners or eight listeners or whatever.
Well, it fluctuates.
I think we must have more. So if you're out there and you occasionally listen because you saw me post it on Facebook, we would appreciate if you would sign up so we actually kind of know who all's listening. Is that fair enough, Hartley?
We would just know the number. We wouldn't know.
Right.
We wouldn't know
but
them.
Like, I had no idea she listened to
right.
that.
When I talk about listeners, I think more in terms of subscribers who are faithful and loyal, who go and...
So really what I should be asking is for you to subscribe. Is that the proper...
Well, people are either going to subscribe or they don't. It really just depends. If people use a listening platform, they're more likely to subscribe because they're probably listening to other things and other podcasts. If a person is not a podcast listener and they only listen to us, then they're likely not to subscribe and they're just going to go and get it however they get it the first time.
Okay. The main message is thanks for listening. We appreciate your feedback and it's good to know that you care about us.
Yes. When we got that text from Masood yesterday, it was kind of caught me by surprise because I'm like, I guess he still listens pretty faithfully. Yeah. Or at least he decided to listen this week. Yeah, I heard from a couple of people, and you and I were together when we heard from one of them about the memories of the CB, which was just the tail end part.
Well, I was thinking of Jeff last Thursday at the bowling alley.
Yeah. So,
we have
four.
We probably have more listeners than we
eight.
Even imagine.
We need 10 t-shirts. This is our 45th episode.
We better get busy on the t-shirt.
So we're five away from our 50th.
Wow.
Over the course of 44 episodes, there have been 879 downloads of people who have listened in some way, shape, or form.
Wow. Should we do something for 1,000 also?
And it depends. Some people are downloading and then leaving. They listen to a minute or two and then they're out. We had dinner with friends last night. Somehow my mom came into the picture, or maybe it was my brother. And this friend mentioned something about my mom, and I forgot that they knew that story. And so I shared that again, and I thought, oh, there's my F-bomb for tomorrow. But I already had an F-bomb. So in the last 3 days, I've been in situations where I've thought, okay, there's an F-bomb I can bring up this week. So I have two. I'll share one, and I'll hold my other F-bomb for the next episode.
Fair enough.
How about that, listener? I'm giving you a reason to come back. So do you want to hear an F-bomb about my mother, or do you want to hear an F-bomb that's bathroom-related?
Let's go with the mother, since you mentioned her first.
All right. You and I may have talked about this, but I don't know that I've ever talked about this on the podcast. When my mother was diagnosed with leukemia my mother received a diagnosis that she had leukemia. From the point of diagnosis to her passing was just under 1 month. I believe she had a round of chemotherapy. Then she signed up to go through some experimental, more aggressive treatment. She agreed to do that. And 24 hours later, she changed her mind and said, I don't want to do that. And so she was making the choice to just let her body take the course that it was destined to take. Mm-hmm. And so she knew she was going to pass. And so
you have told me this story.
So
I know where it's going.
In the course of this decision, she decides she doesn't want to pass in a hospital. She wants to live out her days in our home. So she asked Kelly and I if she can come to our home and have hospice. We agreed to do that. So she already had this secured, which I didn't think about this when I've thought about the story before, but I think it's applicable now because we talked about it last night and Kelly reminded me of that. So she said it jokingly, but really, she already had it intact. So anyway, for those of you that may not be long-term listeners, I'll just state that I had a sister who died when I was very young. I had just turned 5. My brother was in an accident when I was 12, about to turn 13, that left him paralyzed. He died 11 years ago at the age of 49. So he was quadriplegic, and there are other stories I can tell you, and maybe I have shared. I probably didn't mention it when we had our episode where we talked about favoritism. I at least alluded to it. So because of my brother's situation, my dad had already passed. I failed to mention that. So my dad had passed. So there's just my mom, my brother, and I. My mom is now passing away. She's already made all of her arrangements. She was well ahead of the game in that, even before she had any idea that she was going to be sick. She told me, Bentley needs things more than I do. You're talking about fairness with Caitlin Clark, but Bentley can't drive, so I was to get her car. So I'm feeling this tension. When she moved to our home, she was only in our home a couple of days. So it's one of the last days we were in the hospital, and I'm hanging out with her, and we're just sitting and talking. And out of the blue, she says, give your cousin Gina my car. That's what I want you to do, because you don't need another car. So I agreed, but that is my F-bomb. And that's not a cherry bomb. That's not a smoke bomb. I think that's a full F-bomb.
Okay.
I don't know if I've talked about this on a podcast, but there's that whole issue in which I went to my parents and said, I am still here and you are not raising me because you're giving everything to Bentley. And I understand why that is. And I said, don't give me this excuse. Don't give me this excuse. And then they gave me those excuses even after I said not to.
Right.
So that happened when I'm like 14. And that's pretty much the statement that was continued all throughout life and to her dying day.
One last chance to screw you.
Yeah. So that is my F-bomb that it is. And I understand that is a very sensitive subject. I know that all of us deal with that in some way, shape, or another. And we are not about material things or possessions, especially in times of that, because life is precious.
But this is deeper than the thing.
It's deeper than the thing with this. That's why it's an issue for me. Thank you for
it would just been done and once you gave it to Gina, it would have been over. You wouldn't have thought of it again.
Right. And Gina didn't need the car.
Well, apparently your mother thought she did.
So I told her, I said, how about I just sell the car and give you the money? She said, fine. I should have just never told Gina. Should have kept the car. Should have donated the car to a charity, gotten credit for donating to a charity and say, here, let's have a car bash and charge. You know, there's an old fundraiser where they say, okay, yeah, I'll pay a buck and
get a sledgehammer.
Take three hits to the car.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I should have done. Yeah. So then I would have had that. I would have felt vindicated because I'd see their car being torn up. So anyway, that's it. That's an F-bomb. Yeah, I don't know. Probably not a very fair F-bomb to put out there, but that's
okay. It's life.
Yeah.
We're just being real here.
So being real like that, I think let's be real enough to say that we've got a full episode with this. And
awesome.
We'll just wait and see what unfolds next week. Maybe next week we can hear about, you can start to deliver a little bit of what we can expect, what has been proven in history of through our economic past during election years.
Yeah, it's probably a good time to talk about it.
It's a good time to talk about it, so we'll get a little bit of that. I will share my bathroom.
Oh, can't wait.
On our next episode. And we got the promise of finance. We got the promise of an F-bomb. And in faith-related, I don't know. I'll have to think about it. I don't have a promise. We will talk about something faith-related.
All right.
I guess we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Everybody have a great day. Have a great weekend. And we hope that you'll hear from us next week.
And we hope to hear from you.
Yes, please.